So you're at this point in your case where you have settled it and you're in the process of signing off the paperwork indicating that this litigation that you've been going through is coming to an end and you've settled on a certain dollar amount or certain things to have happen, and you're getting your paperwork and you're like, okay.
In the know.
Good evening, everyone.
I want to give you six reasons why it is very important that you keep those settlement papers handy.
No shortage of things to talk about.
What does it mean? What will it bring?
The first is your financial responsibility. If you are getting a lump sum amount of money, depending on how the money is described in the settlement paperwork, there may be certain things that you have to do. For instance, I've represented individuals in employment cases where literally part of the settlement was that the employer wouldn't take the taxes out. So what does that mean? Well, that means you get a lump sum of money. They indicate that it's wages. They give you a 1099, so they notify the federal government that since you're no longer working for them, the responsibility of taking out taxes is yours. Why is that important? Because guess what? If you settle a case and they give you this amount of money and you go into this guise of thinking, okay, they're gonna take out the taxes, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation where either one, you don't report this, or you're thinking that the W-2s that they give to you will include this and it doesn't, you may inadvertently find yourself causing your tax issues because you didn't properly report that to the IRS and pay taxes on it. Or even on the flip side, I've seen this situation where in a workers' comp case is that where there's a certain amount of money that's set aside for future medical expenses. Depending on interactions with your insurance provider, if that money is designed to cover that particular injury, some insurance companies may have provisions that basically says until you expend that money on that particular injury first, they're not paying for it. So all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation where you get this lump sum of money and you don't realize or allocate a portion of it for future medicals. And then something weird happens and you've blown through the money and you now need the money for something medically and you don't have it anymore because you're thinking your insurance covers it, and then you get a big surprise. So if there is money involved in your settlement, you want to see how the paperwork describes how that money is to be handled, so this way you don't get a surprise. Secondly, it talks about what the other side can and can't do. This is great, especially, and you'll see this in an employment situation, where there's certain things within the settlement that talks about what the employer can and can't do. Like, it may indicate that the employer must give you a neutral reference, so this way they can let future employers know what's going on. It may give an indication of some additional provisions with regards to certain things, maybe a return of various documents that you are asking for. This is great because it lets you know specifically what they can and they can't do, so you can pay attention to whether or not they're complying with the terms of the agreement. Third, it talks about what you can and can't do. When you are signing the settlement papers, remember, you're not only getting something from them, but you're giving up something of yourself as well. So if there's any provisions in there, like I've seen this in here, a non-disparity agreement, meaning you can't say anything funky about the employer. So let's say you had an employer you were working for and you left on bad terms, and you want to blast them on Google references or Google review and all this stuff, or Yelp, and there is a provision in your settlement agreement that basically is a non-disparity. You can't say anything negative about them. Guess what? If you do that, you may be in breach of the contract. So you want this settlement agreement, so this way, if you find yourself in a position where you have to give insight about something, you want to know, okay, if it relates to this particular person, what can I do and what can I do so I don't get myself in trouble? Jurisdiction. In some instances, these settlement agreements will lay out where you can fight it out if somebody breaches. So if you agree to arbitration and with a particular panel, whether you agree that the courts will be the jurisdiction of where the employer is located or maybe a place of your choosing, you want to know exactly where it is you can go for your fist fight if by some reason you determine that something was done in breach. The other thing that's important is that if you do something in breach, you want to be aware, like if you breach in another state and you're thinking, okay, well, they got to come up here. No, you may have to go down there because you agreed to basically let yourself be subjected to the jurisdiction in the agreement. Fifth, little known laws. In some settlements, and I've seen these in the big settlement agreements, multi-pages, there are various laws that are integrated within there that have to be addressed. What do you mean by that? Like, for instance, and I'm going to be paraphrasing, and I would defer to my employment attorney colleagues who know this better than I do. If there was a point in time where I believe it's the Age Discrimination and Employment Act that effectively affords like a 21-day window in order for kind of a cooling period after you sign the document that gives anybody who's over the age of 40, I think, and like I said, don't quote me on this, I'm just going off rough memory, it's been a number of years, where basically what it says is, when you sign this document, you get 3 weeks to basically, 21 days to basically think about it and change your mind. And then after that, it's deemed to basically be a valid contract. Why is that important? Because guess what? If you sign that document and so forth, that may be an indication of putting you on notice of the 21-day rule. And then let's say that they say, we're going to give you the amount of money, and the amount of money comes to you literally 25 days afterwards. If you haven't canceled, or if you have not decided, if you have decided that you're going to revoke the contract, you have that 3-week window. However, if they've given you money after that, there's this presumption that the 3 weeks have passed, you haven't revoked, you've accepted the money, contract is valid, keep it moving. That's just one example. So that's why it's important to understand that sometimes there are these little laws, little known laws that you may not be aware of that are entered into the contract, that when attorneys who are reviewing it, they'll know exactly what it is and what ramifications that may have for you. Six, breaching and getting an attorney. If you have a reason to believe that the individual that you were entered into the agreement with has breached the contract, you want to keep this handy, because your word is one thing, but the document controls everything. So you run into an attorney talking about, they breached this contract. The first thing they're going to ask is, where is the settlement agreement? Don't say, oh, blah, 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 blah. No. Because what you're saying they actually did or did not do that you believe materially breached the contract, any attorney you're going to go to is going to want to see that document in order to determine or ascertain whether or not a breach has occurred for purposes of initiating any legal actions to enforce the contract. Settlement agreements are a great tool and a very common tool in the legal industry to resolve cases. Just don't be so quick that once you've gotten a settlement to take that document and toss it and move on. That thing controls a lot of things involving you and that other side, and you may need it one day if you need to make sure that everything in the contract is being done in accordance with the terms of the settlement agreement.